Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. We're about a week out from Thanksgiving. That means that Christmas is right around the corner, and it's time to make those front doors, back doors, and even inside your home ready for the holidays. I know we don't have a lot of time, so I wanted to show you one of my quick and easy go-to container gardens that's really easy and fast, what I like to call my five-minute container garden. So let me show you what I've got. These beautiful ivy topiaries, you can find them at your local garden center, but I always want to try to find something that has height. Right now I've got an ivy topiary, but you could also use some sort of cedar or anything that's at least, you know, about 3 to 5 feet tall. This is probably about 4 feet tall, which is the right height to anchor the both sides of a front door. And then I also have, you know, I love copper. I have a beautiful copper container. But you can also find any sort of urn or anything like that. But I want you to know that we're not actually going to plant this. This is just going to be one of those super easy things. You always want to add a ring of something around the bottom, like I like to call it, add a skirt. And then we're going to add some other fun layers. So let me show you how fast and easy this is. So if you're listening to my podcast, be sure to check out my YouTube channel and it'll show you kind of all the quick and easy. You'll be able to take a look at it. Literally, you know I love a good plop and drop. So this is my ivy topiary. I'm gonna place it inside the container, just like that. And so one thing that's always important to make sure that you pay attention to scale. That's often where so many people make mistakes when they're doing their containers or they're adding containers by their front or back door or even inside their home, is they get the scale wrong and they go, you know, they go puny. I always like to say go big or go home. And something else I want to show you, what I have in the bottom of here, is come inside and take a peek of what I have in the bottom of this container. It's actually, I grabbed a piece of Tupperware out of the kitchen to help elevate it. So don't be afraid to use anything that's from your home or, you know, anything that's outside. Usually I'll have like an outdoor, you know, just take a pot and turn it upside down, but this was the quickest thing that I could find. So I'm really just gonna place that on top. Now we're gonna give this wreath a great big, this topiary, a great big wreath. We're gonna add a gorgeous ring. Look at this gorgeous pine cone wreath. Now, if you don't have a pine cone wreath, you can always use any sort of, you know, fresh wreath. So just know I love to have the texture of this. I've had this wreath for about 6 years now, and it has done beautifully well. And I always like to kind of zhuzh it up and keep it fresh. But with this gorgeous Rust-Oleum, this is one of my favorite go-to spray paints that I love to use. It's the metallic, bright reflective finish, and it has the gold shiny top. So when you're shopping for this, look for that gold shiny top. And also invest in one of these awesome Rust-Oleum spray guns. It will keep your fingernails looking a whole lot prettier for the holidays. But I like to kind of give it a little zhuzh. Now we're simply gonna slide this over the wreath and I'm gonna shove it down. So just watch as I take it all the way down to the bottom. Come on. Okay. And we just layered it right on top. And look how simple that was. Now, I like for the ivy to kind of hang out from the bottom because it looks really pretty. Like I said, you could either use a pine cone wreath or you could use any sort of fresh garland or any sort of fresh. If you don't have a wreath, you could always make your own wreath or create your own skirt by just shoving in like magnolia, or sometimes I like to take other types of greenery, any type of cedar, and just shove it all the way around. So another gorgeous detail that works really well are, look at these beautiful sliced oranges. I was in London probably about 2 years ago for the festive season or Christmas, and it was gorgeous. And they had them, I saw these everywhere on a lot of their decor, and I think it's gonna help feed the birds. But simply what I did is I took some of this cut, just cut some floral wire, and then you just take a stack of these dried oranges, and then I literally feed it through. And come up close so I can kind of show you how this works. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see it, but if you're listening, I'm literally threading a piece of floral wire through a cluster, just like that. It feeds all the way through. And the wire is probably about maybe 6 inches long. And then I twist it around, and then I'm literally gonna fan it out. And look, I'm just gonna add these and layer these inside my topiary. It's just a nice way to kind of elevate the topiary, and it's just a more natural look. Plus, if this is by your front door or your back door, I think you're also getting some things for the birds to eat as well. So it's just another pretty layer that I always, you know, like to include. It's just something that's more natural looking and more fresh. Now, I don't have Nandina berries. I could not find them. We don't have them growing in our yard. But if you also have Nandina berries, they're those gorgeous, beautiful, bright red berries this time of year. That's something else you could also use to kind of help, you know, zhuzh up the topiary. So I'm simply gonna layer in those clusters of oranges. And then you can also mirror this around the actual wreath as well. So, but see how they fan out? If you come in a little bit closer, see that gorgeous detail? How you just by putting them together like that? I just think that's so pretty. It just helps elevate it, you know, to the next level. And it's just, like I said, a natural detail. So you would create this all the way around. I mean, look how simple that is. It doesn't take long. Now, a lot of people ask me, I've been getting so many questions about, do you dry your own fruit? No. I do not dry my own fruit. I do not have time to dry my own fruit, but I'm sure you could if you had time. But I just buy these, and I'll be sure to link it in my Amazon store of where to get these slices. But it just, you know, makes it a lot easier when it's already done for you. Then the last thing I'm gonna do, I've got these gorgeous cut oranges that I would layer in the bottom as well. And just, I'm literally just stuffing and shoving these all throughout around the wreath. And look at how simple and fast. You know, that did not take very long to do this. And you've got a gorgeous front door centerpiece for your front door or for your back door. Now, if you really want to zhuzh it up and take it to the next level, you could always layer in some ornaments around the wreath. But if you wanted to keep it more natural, this is definitely the way to go. Simply ivy topiary, some beautiful sliced oranges. You could also use apples or red apples if you wanted to. That's also a fun thing to use this time of year. You could also use limes, but I love to use the oranges. And another great, beautiful element is to add these beautiful bundles. Look at these, come in a little bit closer, and look at these gorgeous cinnamon stick bundles. I'll be sure to link these in my store as well. But isn't that gorgeous when you just start kind of layering this back and forth around the base of the wreath? It just gives it that natural look, and it's just super simple. And you can find those. I actually bought these online, but if you go to your local, you know, your local craft store, you can usually buy the bigger bundles, and you could tie ribbon around those to make it a little bit more festive. But this is my 5-minute go-to holiday container that also can be brought inside for your gorgeous centerpieces on your table. If you're having your friends over for a Christmas luncheon or for Christmas Day, this is a really pretty and easy thing just to borrow from the outside, bring it inside, and set it in the center of your table, and you've got a gorgeous look. Okay, well, be sure to send me pictures. I would love to see what you're doing this holiday and how you're decorating your front doors and back doors this holiday season.
To see a video of today's episode, visit www.carmenjohnstongardens.com. For more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home, be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.carmenjohnstongardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.carmenjohnstongardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.